Morning, everyone.
This is a topic I've wanted to do for a while. The real impetus of this, it's going to be a series of a few weeks, I don't know how long we'll go, but I've been having a hard time finding a good barber who listens to me and doesn't yell at me. Most recently, I was at a certain barber shop which I went to somewhat regularly, and I gave him certain instructions, and they don't listen to me. And then he started pointing to the picture on the wall that has to be a certain way, and I'm too frum. And he was yelling at me, so I left afterwards. I left the store, and he came out chasing me. He said, "Oh, you're so frum, you didn't wash your hands after getting a haircut." So finally, I found another barber shop I went to last week for the first time. We'll see if he listened to me. It was quick, efficient, and I think he did a nice job. He listened to me. So we'll hopefully continue to do that. Hopefully, this will be my final stop for the barbers. I figure we'll go through the halacha and see if I have any reasons as to why I had certain hakpados and how he cuts the hair. So before going to the halachas of how to cut the hair or how not to cut the hair, I figured I'd just do a survey of different areas we find if there is and when there is a mitzvah of getting a haircut. So I may have missed anything. Let me know if you've thought of other ideas, other sources. But these are the sources that came to mind where we find an inyan of receiving a haircut. That there's a mitzvah, there's an idea to get a haircut. All of us get haircuts around 12 times a year, depending how much hair you have, how fast or how slow it goes. But they're around 12 times a year people get a haircut, so it's very relevant. Is there a mitzvah involved in getting a haircut? Now, there is a whole other section. I'll just rattle off. There are times when you can't get a haircut, where there's an isser to get a haircut, and that, of course, would be Shabbos and Yontif. There's an isser to get a haircut. That's an isser deraisa. You can't get a haircut on Chol HaMoed either. The Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, which is a whole nother shir, says you can't get a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Some are makbid on this, others are not makbid. That's a whole sugya on Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, his tzavos he gave to his family. Others say he gave it to the entire tzibur. Other times you can't receive haircuts. A person's in Avelis, you can't get a haircut. There's Avelis B'tzibur, such as during Sfirsa Omer and the 3 weeks. So there are a whole slew of areas when you cannot get a haircut. But are there situations when a person, I think we need to start sponsoring breakfast again, right? That's the idea? I think time for, okay. Sorry. I figure we all brought attention to you anyways, why not? So is there ever a situation where there is a mitzvah to receive a haircut? So there's a mission, Maseches Negam, Perek Yedalad, which says, Shlosha Megalchen V'taglachas on mitzvah. There are three people who receive haircuts, and that's actually considered a kiyum mitzvah. Who are the three? Nazir, Mitzora, Vilavim. A Nazir, when he finishes his Naziris after 30 days or whatever, Zman he took upon himself, a Nazir could be a Nazir. It has to be at least 30 days. It could be longer if he chooses. So then when he's done, he cuts his hair. A Mitzora, after going through the process of cleansing himself, he receives a haircut as well. And the Levim in Parshas Baloscha, when they became inducted as Levim, so then they all shaved their hair, their body, from head to toe. So these are three areas where there were mitzvahs. Now, Levim was a one-time event, not in the future, we don't have to do that again. That was a one-time event, Levim, but that was itself considered a key mitzvah. And now a Nazir Mitzora, Tosafot Yom Tov points out, there is a difference between the haircutting of a Nazir and a Mitzora, if you look at number two, in that a Nazir ein taglachas ma'keves. If a Nazir decides not to cut his hair, it's not going to prevent his fulfillment of Naziris. He wants to become a Nazir, 30 days are up. If he doesn't cut his hair, he's still fulfilled his Naziris. As opposed to a Mitzora, if he doesn't cut his hair, so then the Tahara process is not complete. So these are three mitzvahs. Now, they're all different. But these are three Shlosha Megalchen v'taglachas on mitzvah. Now, there is a very interesting remez for these three mitzvahs. If you look in the number three, the end of Parshas Tazria, it says, v'iskalach v'es ha-nesek, v'iskalach, there's a large gimel. If you look inside a Sefer Torah or a regular Chumash, the gimel is a big gimel. What's the relevance? So I thought it was a grub, but then I looked it up. It was actually a Baal Turim. The Baal Turim says, the gimel is gedola, sheshloshe tzrichen giluach. The three is large to hint at these three mitzvahs of receiving a haircut. A nazir, a mitzora, and levim. So whenever you have a mitzvah, you always raise the question whether the mitzvah is a kim in the maisa, the act of cutting, or is it the fact that it's been cut in the totsah, the result? So is there a mitzvah while you're shaving the head of the nazir, shaving the head of the mitzvah, or only after it's been shaven have you fulfilled the mitzvah. So what's a nafkamina? So let's say they put on what the Gemara refers to, some type of ointment that's going to cause the hair to fall out. So that's not a ma'aseh of shaving, but in the end the head is shaved. Is that going to be a keim of the shaving of a nazir, of a mitzvah, and perhaps of the levim? So you look inside number 5, the Gemara Nazir Daf Mem Amun Aleph. Let's read the whole Gemara. It's a quick piece here. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah Maseches Negayim. Tanan Hasam. Shlosha Megalchim V'Taglach Hasan Mitzvah. The three people, individuals, whose shaving of the head is a mitzvah. Nazir, Mitzvah, Levim. And the Mishnah continues. V'Kulan Shegilchu Shlobatar. All three who shave their head without using a razor. O Sheshayaru Shtei Saros, or have shaved everything but two hairs they left behind. They didn't completely shave their head. Lo Asu V'lo Klum. They have not fulfilled their mitzvah of shaving. So Amar Mar. Shlosha Megalchim V'Taglarasan Mitzvah Pshita. Ma'udetema Mishum Avura Se'arhu V'afilu Sach Nasa. Sach Nasa is that type of ointment which you put in your hair will cause it all to fall out. One might think that also is a kiyum in the shaving. Kamash Malan Dilo. Says Rashi, Delo Sagile Elabataglachas, you only fulfill the mitzvah by actually shaving the head with a maisa, with a razor. That sheet is Rashi. It's a maisa. You need a maisa to accomplish the shaving of the head. And that's Karen Ora talks about this, that it's a din in the maisa as opposed to the totsa. It's not result oriented, but maisa oriented. Tosas argues. Look at number 8 here. Tosas says, he's a slightly different girsa. He says, "Ahava mina namai shelo betar shelo kein tar v'afilu sach nasanami." You might think using that lotion would not work, and kamash milan, it actually does work. According to Tosos, by putting ointment on the hair of a nazir and a mitzora, and the hair just falling out, that would be a keem of shaving the head for a nazir, mitzora, and a levi. So this is the first case of the three cases that there is a mitzvah for shaving the head. Anyone think of any other cases where there's a mitzvah, an individual? What?
Isn't there a thing about cutting out a prison or something?
So we'll get to, very good. Yosef Atad, we'll get to cover the Melch, very good.
Melch
as well. A Melch every single day, we'll get there as well. There's another, yeah?
A Kohen, that's still be less than 30 days, otherwise called Peruah.
Excellent, Kohen as well. So there's another case, I thought, these are all cases, but when I first saw this mission, I thought there was another case that was missing, which is very direct. I mean, your case of coming out of the jail, that's Yosef. That's the Rashi points that out. I thought the obvious one was the Eishes Yifas Toar in Parshas Kisese. That's I would have thought. So look at the next source here. So the Parshas Kisese, number 9, there when a person's at war, a Jew's at war, and she's a very pretty lady, so we know there's a whole process how he's allowed to marry her, if he converts her, if that's some level of Geirus. So Pasuk clearly says, V'havesa el toch beisecha v'gilcha es rosha, you have to shave her hair, v'asza tziparna, let her nails grow long. You shave her head. So I was always bothered by, not always, I haven't learned Mishnah Nagam very long, when I was young, always, a friend of mine was once in Rav Yeager Shir, and he says, I always thought this. He says, yeah, always, when you're YCQ, you always thought that. So when you say, I always, it's a Lashon of Gaiva. I didn't always think that. I only knew Nagam like last month maybe, you know. So whenever I learned the Mishnah Nagam or I heard this, so V'galch es Rosha, so you shave your head, so why is this not a mitzvah also? Isn't that a mitzvah? You look in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, one of them is Eishes Yifas Tor. You follow the whole Seder, Hadvarim. So why is this not a list on the list of mitzvahs?
She doesn't have the mitzvah to get it. Is that the difference? She's not a Jew at that point. So she doesn't have the mitzvah. The obligation isn't on her. The obligation is on you to give it.
Uh-huh. And so on you to give it at the husband, to that husband, whatever the guy is, him to give it. So as opposed to the other examples, they're receiving it. She's not a Jew at the time. Oh, could be. Very interesting. Could be. Any other suggestions?
What
was the difference between Chiyuvis and Chiyuvis? No, because a Nazir is also not a Chiyuvis. You opt into becoming a Nazir. Mitzora is a Chiyuvis. That you have no choice if one becomes a Mitzora or not. So, could I only see that one? Any other suggestions? No. Okay. All right, that's a very nice answer. I was thinking something a little bit different, but it doesn't really answer the Mitzora question so much. But just because it's a mitzvah, there are certain mitzvahs that are not really mitzvahs. You have the mitzvah of chalitza, that's yibum. They're mitzvahs, but they're not mitzvahs you're excited about. Gittin, there's a mitzvah. There's an interesting discussion in the Rambam and the Ravid and the Radbaz about when it comes to Petach Hamor. I mentioned this morning, but not this part. Petach Hamor, you have a firstborn donkey, the two things to do. There's either you do a pidyon, you redeem it onto a set, and you give the sheep to a kohen, or you could do an arifa, you could break the neck, and then it just dies, and you bury it. So the Mishnah, in the last Mishnah of Maseches Bechorah, first parak of Maseches Bechorah, says, mitzvah bepidyon kodem the arifa. You should do, if you have the option, you should certainly go for the pidyon over the breaking of the neck. So there's a machlokas whether or not the breaking of the neck is called a mitzvah or not a mitzvah. That's being maftin mamon. I mean, I would have otherwise redeemed this donkey, give it on a set to the kohen to get a sheep. But now I decide to break the donkey, so I'm being maftin the potential mamon of the kohen. So the Ravid says that it's not a mitzvah. But others say no. A mitzvah doesn't have to mean positive. Mitzvah means when there's a rule. You have to follow certain rules. So gittin isn't something that's positive necessarily. Neither is yibum and chalitza. But if there are rules you have to follow, that's called a mitzvah. So my understanding was, Eishes Shefas Torah is not something that we recommend. The Gemara says that we do it kineged yetzer hara. The guy can't have, doesn't have self-control. So we understand the nature of a human being. So if you want to go that route, this is what you have to follow. There's no mitzvah to shave the hair. It's like a get. It's one of the mitzvahs, but when the Mishnah Gemara is talking about mitzvahs, it's referring to a positive mitzvah of a nazir completing his Naziris, a Mitzvah becoming pure, a Levi becoming a Levi. Those are all positive mitzvahs, but this is a negative mitzvah. Maybe that's why it wasn't on the list of the Mishnah.
So Matir, in a way, in other words, to go through this process in order to allow him to be with her.
It's a Matir as opposed to a mitzvah. Okay, it could be that the others could also still, mean a Nazir also is a Matir. But that would be the same question, though.
It's not Ma'akiv by a Nazir, but it's Ma'akiv by a Mitzvah. I mean, it's...
Yeah, but if it's a matir, they're all matir, I think. You could raise a question by all of them. But that could be another angle. Maybe the other ones are mitzvahs, this is a matir. I like Shmuel's idea also, of the between him versus, that's also a very nice idea. Okay. Either way, so those are 3/4 areas where we see that there is a mitzvah of getting a haircut. So the others that you guys have mentioned, look at number 10, the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Melech Mestaper B'chol Yom, a king receives a haircut every single day. Kohen Gadol, Merav Shabbos, Lerav Shabbos, every Friday, a Kohen Gadol receives his haircut. And Kohen Hedyot, Echad L'Shloshim Yom, a Kohen receives a haircut every 30 days. So what's the basis? So when it comes to haircuts, you always have to raise the question, is it an Indian of Kavod, being presenting yourself in a respectable manner? It shouldn't be, you shouldn't have a, you know, present yourself Bibizionos. Or like a manuval, or there's a certain gzeris akasav, the Torah says you have to do it this way. So the Gemara seems pretty clear that melech mestaper b'chol yom, the reason why a king gets a haircut every single day, shenemar, it says in the pasuk, ha-melech b'yofyo techazena einecha. He should always appear in his beauty, so his hair should always look fresh and clean. So a king gets a haircut every single day. A kohen gadol, me'erev Shabbos, why does a kohen gadol get one every Friday? Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hol Mishamros Mischadshos. That every single week, the way it worked was that the Moshe and David HaMelech in combination, that they, anyone know how many Mishmaros there were? How many different posts? The Kohanim, 24. 24 Chafdal Mishmaros, 24 groups of Kohanim, which would work in the Beis HaMikdash every week. They had a different Kohen group working. So during your Mishmar, during your week of service, you would have to get a haircut beforehand, before you go into that, because if not, it's going to look bad. You're going to look the long hair, you're going to look disgusting and not presentable for that mishmar. So prior to that week, you have to get a haircut. So Kohen Gadol is always on the job. So he's always a mishmar. He doesn't ever get a break. So each week, as the Kohanim Hedyotim are changing over, he also, even though he's the same person, he has to get a haircut also along with him. So every Erev Shabbos, he gets a haircut. That's for the Kohen Gadol. Now, a Kohen Hedyot, as you mentioned, gets a haircut Echad L'Shloshim Yom, gets a haircut every 30 days. Why? It says in the Pasuk, V'roshem lo yigalchu par lo yishalchu. You shouldn't let the hair grow long. And the Gemara explains as a Gzeir Shava from Nazir. Nazir, what's that I said before? What's a Stam Nazir? How long is a Stam Nazir? How do we know 30 days? No, it's possible. What about the Pasuk? It doesn't say 30 days by Nazir.
It's a Gematria.
Gematria, right. This is one of the few Gematrias we find in the Gemara. And you know the Gematria, that Yihyeh, it says Kodesh Yihyeh by Nazir. Yihyeh is Gematria 30, so Stam Nazir is 30. We have a Gzer Shava from Nazir, para para, to a Kohen Hedyo. Just like a Nazir is 30 days, so to a Kohen cannot let his hair grow longer than 30 days. So it sounds like that the king has to get a haircut every day because of a Pasuk. Kohen Gadol because the changing over of the positions, and the Kohen Hadyo because of a Gzeres HaKasev learned from Nazir. But look at the number 11, the Gemara Nazir Daf Hei. The Rabbi Nurai brings a different reason why the Kohen Hadyo has to get a haircut every 30 days. Migalech achas l'shloshim yom. Every 30 days a Kohen Hadyo, my time up, gabe kohanim mishim de'ika koved ha'chanam ika koved. What does koved mean? Heavy. It's heavy. Kovod means the hair gets very heavy, gets too long. It's inappropriate. It's not the proper kavod for a Kohen to have hair growing so long. So while before the Gemara Sanhedrin said to Pasuk, Upar lo yishalchu, here Rabbi Nurai says it's a svara because he just doesn't look proper when his hair is very heavy and very long.
Is that still the case?
I mean, we'll get to that in a second. So Aruch HaNer writes number 12. I don't understand why there are two different sources here. The Gemara Sanhedrin says it's not because it's heavy, the long hair is long. It's a pasuk. There's a Gemara in the business of looking for reasons of psukim. The Torah says to do something or not to do something, and we listen. To find reasons, that's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon looks for reasons. Vestam, the Gemara doesn't look for reasons. It doesn't really address the answer, it just raises the question. So if you look at the Ran, the Ran says, number 14, there's actually a difference between the different haircuts. When it comes to a king, and when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, the reason why they have to get haircuts so frequently, either every day or every week, is because it's derech kavod. It's just, as a king, you have to have certain kavod. You have to, you know, dress in a certain way. A Rosh Hashiva, a Rav, is not going to walk around in shorts and sneakers. He'll be wearing whatever he wears, his hat and his long jacket, and that's just how a rabbi or a king or a nasi or a person in a position has to dress. You're not going to find the president often without wearing a tie. It's just, if he's going swimming or running, he's not going to be public unless they catch a video of him somewhere in the gym. That's just how it is. It's about kavod. But when it comes to a Kohen Hedyo, though, who doesn't have such a high position, so the Ran says the Kohen Hedyo has to get a haircut based on a pasuk. It's a gzeres hakasev. So he's mechalik. A melech and a Kohen Gadol receive haircuts because it's an inyan of kavod, but the Kohen Gadol gets a haircut every so often because it's a mitzvah, mideraisa, for him to, or really it's an iser for him to let the hair grow longer than 30 days. Now let's look at the Rambam. Rambam writes in the number 15, Hilchos Klei Mikdash Perek Hei. He's talking about the Kohen Gadol. And he says, "Ve'eino marbe pera le'olam." You shouldn't let the Kohen Gadol is never allowed to let the hair grow long. Shenemar es rosha lo yifra va'afilu be'eish shelo yichanes lemikdash ela misaper me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. There is never a heter for the Kohen Gadol to let the hair grow longer than a week, even if he's not active in the Beis Hamikdash, which is a tough thing for him. Even if he's not active in the Beis Hamikdash, he's not allowed to get a haircut. Rather, he's not allowed to let it grow longer than a week. So now look at the Rambam for the understanding in number 16. He says, what's the reason for this? He says, he's talking about Kohen Hedyo right now, and we're going to transition to Kohen Gadol. Eina asurin legadol pera el b'shas bia lemikdash. The Kohen Hedyo is actually allowed to let his hair grow long unless he's working in the Beis Hamikdash. But med dvar amurin b'Kohen Hedyo. But a Kohen Gadol is never allowed to let the hair grow longer than a week. So the Kohen Gadol is always considered active, even though he's not active. There's another machlokus, a similar idea. We know for Yom HaKippurim, a Kohen Gadol has to be married. It says, Ish Beso Zu Isha, the Mishnah says in the first Mishnah, Maseches Yuma. So, is that true only on Yom Kippur or the rest of the year? So, the Rambam says the entire year he has to be married. Ah, it's not Yom Kippur. You always have to have that potential of being Yom Kippur. The Ravid says, no. Only on Yom Kippur does he have to be married, but he can be single the rest of the year even though he's a Kohen Gadol. So, in a similar way, the Rambam says the Kohen Gadol is always considered as if he's in the Mikdash even when he's not in the Mikdash. He's never allowed to let the hair grow longer than a week. As opposed to a Kohen Hedyot, he only has to get a haircut if he's active in the Beis Hamikdash. If he's not active, the Kohen Hedyot could grow his hair as long as he would like. Now, the Ravid argues, and this would be very important, halacha lemaisa, the Ravid argues that lesa lahaiklala, this is not true, afilu shelo b'shas bia aser legadel pera. Even if he's not in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohen is not allowed to let his hair grow longer than 30 days. So that means all Kohanim here should be receiving a haircut every single 30 days, according to the Ravid. So the Ravid is only true when there's a Beis HaMikdash. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, even when you're not on active duty, the Kohen has to get a haircut every 30 days. But Bizman Hazeh, that there is no Beis HaMikdash, so then there is no requirement to get a haircut even as Kohanim every 30 days. So the Gemara says, how could that be? Let's say the Beis HaMikdash is built just today. Yom Bai Shlishi, Rashi says, is going to come down from Shemayim. Comes Bai Shlishi, so everyone has to be ready. The Kohen has to be ready to work in the Beis HaMikdash. He's not going to be ready. He's got long hair.
Isn't there a 3-day notice?
I'm not here 3 days. No, I don't think so. It could be, but I don't think 3 days. The Gemara itself asks this question. Gemara says, when it comes to drinking a wine, a Kohen also, B'dan Benish, listen to this one also. A Kohen shouldn't drink either, Bizman Hazeh, because the Beis HaMikdash should come down, Bizman Hazeh. Right now, Bai Shlishi is going to come, just boom, it's here. And no one's going to be ready to work in the Beis HaMikdash, because we're all going to be drunk. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's a problem. But you know what? It's takanasa, kukulasa takanasa, the Gemara says, which hard to know what it means, but in essence, either that it's been so long that it hasn't come yet, so no one really has a bitachon that's going to come so soon, or that we can't really handle not drinking so much. So whatever that case is, the Gemara says, so we are really concerned that everyone's going to be drunk and no one's going to be ready for the Beis HaMikdash. So how come we don't make the Kohanim cut the hair every 30 days, so we're ready if the Beis HaMikdash comes right now, you're ready to go? So why don't we? So Gemara says, because you could always just get a haircut. Go to the barber and just go. It takes 5 minutes, shaves your head, and you're ready to go. So for that reason, Kohanim are allowed to get their let their hair grow for longer than 30 days. The Malika, Malika, for thumb. It's a good question. I don't know. Next topic, we talk about cutting nails, I guess, or letting them grow long. I'm not sure. There are Kohanim who do have long nails, who do leave it. I don't know if there's an obligation, though. I don't remember seeing it inside. The Mitzvah Eisen asks an amazing question. He says, wait a second. Bai Shlishi is going to come down from Shemayim according to Rashi. Now, by the way, the Rambam argues. The Rambam says that we're going to build it. And he actually says that the non-Jews are going to build it.
But the doors don't finish it. I think the
Hasidus should board. Okay. But either Rambam says that the man, it's going to be Maisa, the Adam, that man's going to build it. And in fact, he says that we're going to employ the non-Jews to build it for us. But according to Shitas Rashi, the Bai Shlishi comes down from Shemayim, so it's very possible that Bai Shlishi could come down on Shabbos and Yantiv as well. So what's going to happen if your hair has not been cut beforehand? You're going to be stuck. So shouldn't we get a haircut every Erev Shabbos to make sure there are enough Kohanim who are ready for active duty? So what he says is, he quotes an answer as follows. He says that it's a melacha shenetzricha legufa, and you could therefore cut your hair on Shabbos, because you're not cutting the hair for the cutting of the hair. You're cutting the hair to be able to work in the Beis HaMikdash. So what says this answer, the Mitzvah Eisan, if the Bai Shlishi comes on Shabbos, all Kohanim are allowed to go to the barbershop and get haircuts on Shabbos itself. So he doesn't like this, though. He doesn't like it for a reason that you don't think, though. Maybe you do. But he says the reason why not, because when it comes to Malacha Sheinat Shicha Lagufa, there's a shita out there, if it's for the tzorech of a mitzvah, that actually becomes Shicha Lagufa. So if you're doing it, the Kohen's getting a haircut so that he's able to work in the Beis HaMikdash, that becomes, even though he's not doing it to make himself look handsome, he's doing it for mitzvah, but then that becomes a tricha legufa. And he therefore says a different reason why. He agrees that a Kohen can get a haircut on Shabbos if Bai Shlishi comes on Shabbos. The reason is because Aseh Derabim could be doche ilos Aseh of Shabbos. Aseh derabim could come midoche. Now, normally we have a klal. Aseh doche lo saseh, only, what's the limitation? When does it true? Aseh doche lo saseh? Only if it's bi'inna, the same exact time. So, for example, let's say a child, the Gemara talks about a tinok has a nega, taras, on his makom mila. Eighth day, he's got a taras there. There's a iser to cut off taras, in general. Iser derais, you cannot remove taras from the body. But there's also a mitzvah to perform the bris milah. So the Gemara says, since the moment you're doing the milah, You're also removing terasa, ache, aase, dochalosase. So you're allowed to, because it happens, it happened at the same exact time. But here, the Kohen's getting a haircut on Shabbos. He's not fulfilling the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash at that time. So he says, when it comes to aase derabim, you don't need to have that restriction of be'idna. It doesn't have to be at that same time. Normally, aase dochalosase is only if it happens at the same moment. But when it comes to an aseh that's serving the rabbim, like cutting the hair for the base of Migdash for the rabbim, that can be doche los aseh, even when they're not happening at the very same time. Fine, so that's the whole chapter on Kohen Gadol, Kohanim, and Melech. They have a mitzvah to receive haircuts. Now let's bring it back to our level of all of us who are not kings and Kohen Gadol, and maybe a couple of Kohen Hedyot here. So let's bring it back to the tzibur here. Is there ever any other situations of a mitzvah to receive a haircut? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Or Chaim, Hilchos Shabbos, this is number 19, that mitzvah lirchotz, there's a mitzvah to take a bath, to take a shower every Erev Shabbos, kol gufo, the entire body. Vim iev sharlo, if it's impossible, yirchotz panav yadav raglav, at least bechamim be'erev Shabbos. You should at least be able to wash your face, hands, and legs on Friday. So I once had this happen. I came back when Yeshaya was born. It was an Erev Shabbos. And it was in the winter. His birthday was just a few days ago. So it was January. And we were in North Shore. And I couldn't leave until later. So I pulled into my in-law's driveway for the Shalom Zachar within the 18 minutes. So I didn't have the time to take a shower bath. So I had to just wash my face and hands. In terms of legs, we don't have to do legs. So I had to do this because it was a makum efshar. You should use warm water, panov, yadav, and maybe raglav. But then he says, mitzvah lachov harosh lagalecha tzipornayim be'erev Shabbos, the mitzvah to wash the hair, to put shampoo in the hair, clean it, and to cut your nails. And add the ramah, im hayusaros rosho gedolos, if the hair is very long, mitzvah lagalchan. Then there's a mitzvah also to cut the hair erev Shabbos. So that means Friday, ideal time to receive a haircut is really on Friday. Maybe Thursday night is also considered an extension of Kavod Shabbos. That's ideal. I have never and probably will never go to a barber on Erev Shabbos. I just couldn't handle it. I have the leisure of being able to go 2 o'clock in the afternoon any other day of the week, so that's when I go usually. I couldn't handle Friday. It would be ideal to go Friday to really show Kavod Shabbos, but I would refuse. I don't like lines, so I try to avoid them as much as possible. That's my own thing. But for Kavod Shabbos purpose, I'll try to get it close in the week. Right, it's brought down in the Gemara that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is already preparing for Shabbos, so I try to get in a Wednesday, Thursday, if I can, in preparation. So if the hair is long, there is a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos to receive a haircut. Along the same lines, Erev Yom Tov. Right, what's the reason why you can't get a haircut during Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed, there's really no problem with getting a haircut so much, mitzad malacha. But the problem is, because if I know I could get a haircut during Chol HaMoed, the Gemara says, then, you know, I'm off, I may as well wait. It's much quieter in Chol HaMoed than it is Erev Yom Tov. So I'll wait till Chol HaMoed and get a haircut then. The Gemara says, wait a second. That means you're going to come into Yom Tov with hair long, the beard's going to be all over the place. So maybe, I'm assuming you could cut the beard. That's a whole other discussion. That'll be the next topic, how to do beards, whether you can or should. So, but if you come into Yom Tov with your hair all over the place, looking like a mop, so then that, because I know I could get a haircut in Chol HaMoed, so then that's going to take away covered Yom Tov. So they said you can't get a haircut during Chol HaMoed in order to encourage people to get a haircut before Yom Tov because Kavod Yom Tov. So these are two areas where there is an inyan to receive a haircut because of Kavod Shabbos and Kavod Yom Tov. Two of you mentioned another example we find is Kavod Malchus. The Pasuk says in Mikes, when Yosef was taken out of the boar, out of the prison, out of the pit, number 21, it says, Vayishlach Paro Vayikra Yosef vayritzu min habor. They took him out of the boar. Vayigalach vayichalef simlosa vayavo el paro. They cut his hair and they changed his clothing. Why? Says Rashi, because of kavod malchus. What's that word there? Mipnei. It's a yesh. Mipnei yesh kavod hamalchus. Because of kavod hamalchus to be presentable to the king, to paro. Yes. That, exactly. It was also Rosh Hashanah as well, which is an additional question. How could he receive a haircut? Firstly, because of it was Rosh Hashanah. How is that allowed? So in terms of our purposes, we see this Indian to get a haircut for Kavod Malchus. That's our Raya. Kavod Malchus, you should get a haircut. If you're going to see the president, you're going to see someone prestigious, someone important, you should get a haircut. To address your question, so how is it allowed? It was Rosh Hashanah. how important is Kavod Malchus that it could override the Isser Rosh Hashanah? So this is a question that many ask. Rav Asher Weiss has a very short piece on this on Parshas Miketz, and he discusses this question. So what his answer is, why was he allowed to get a haircut if it was Rosh Hashanah? He says, because what would happen if Yosef showed up with his beard like this, his hair like this, from the prison? What would happen to him? Paro could very likely kill him. So because pikuach nefesh reasons, he was allowed to get a haircut. Now we also have to get into the point of, it's a whole melacha gozes. If I'm receiving a haircut, the melacha of cutting hair is gozes. If I cut my nails, if I pull my hair out, that's gozes. But what if someone else is doing it for me? Is that going to be melacha gozes for me? Or let's say in general, someone cuts my corn and my payas off. Is that my isser? There's makif and there's nikav. Makif is the one giving the haircut. Nikav is the one getting the haircut, adjusting my head. So we'll get to that as a different level. What?
You have to have payas if somebody else cuts them off.
But did you violate the isser?
The Gemara Mako says that it depends. If the guy told
Messiah, exactly. So we'll get this. So here as well, was Yosef, was he involved in the melacha of gozes? So
in this case,
oh, so is this considered benefit? Let's say a person, I want to sleep in my room and the light's on, and the non-Jew turns off the light. Right. So is this considered removing, or is that considered deriving? So I don't see it by being direct to Hanab, but I hear the point.
He was just a prisoner. He's still a prisoner. He doesn't have to say anything. That's saying that he did it by Galat. They did it almost took him to the
right.
They did this. They did this to him. That right. To him. He didn't really have much of a say. He was going to say, no, leave it on the sides, please. And he did that.
Right. So I think you're right. I don't think Yosef probably had a choice in the matter here. So Rav Asher Weiss said because Bikuach Nefesh he had to. I don't know what his involvement was, but we have to get to that point. I'm not sure when, but being Messiah, is that going to be part of the Melach of Shabbos? Receiving a haircut on Shabbos, is that really an answer for you? We'll have to wait for that. He does quote an answer here that we learned from Yosef Tzadik, from the Arad Rabbanon, that's the name of the Sefer, that we see from here that Kavod Malchus is an Inyan Deraisa. It's so important that you could even violate an Isser Torah. Because Yosef was going to assume, let's say for a second, Yosef cut his own hair. Okay. So now Yosef, in order to fulfill Malchus, covered Malchus, which is a Kiyim Deraisa, he's able to violate an Issa Deraisa. Rav Asher Weiss rejects this, doesn't make any sense at all. Covered Malchus is a very important thing, but it certainly does not allow, like Gemara Brachos says also. I don't remember who it was already. Someone was jumping over the base Kvaros to go greet the king. And the Gemara says, how could he do that? How he's a Kohen, he can't jump over the base Kvaros. And the Gemara says it was only an Isser of Tuma Midirabanan. It wasn't really Kfur Deraisa, it wasn't really Tuma Deraisa, it was only Tuma Midirabanan. The Gemara says for Kavod Malchus, you could override Tuma Midirabanan. But to override a Isser Deraisa, that would not be permitted for Kavod Malchus. So Rav Asher Weiss rejects this answer. So again, we see from here how to get around the problem of Rosh Hashanah, Pikuach Nefesh, or he had no choice in the matter. But for our purposes, we see that there is an inin for a person to receive a haircut to show kavod for the malchus. So kavod Shabbos, kavod Yom Tov, and kavod malchus. Let's finish off with one last source. Yeah, that's also exactly. You can always enter that way as well. Exactly, for sure. Last source here is a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tefillin Siman Chav Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah writes, "Kasa b'sefer machtsa shekel v'ra alai." It's very bad to me. Hamaisa shel osan hanashim, that which takes place among many people. Shemegadlin below Rosein, they let their hair grow long. Below Rosein, those learning Daf Yomi is referring to the back of the hair, just letting it grow long. Milvad, that alone is a problem. Kihu derech shechetz v'gaiva, this is a haughtiness to have such long hair. Ayin masha kasa b'yordea simen rei kuf ayin ches, to have such long hair. It's not derech eretz, not the way a Jewish boy, man, has his hair. Yesh bo iser, there's in addition to that, there's yesh bo iser ba'nachas tefillin. Is actually an Isser wearing tefillin in such a way, d'cheva and d'gedol and harbe, since they're so long and such an afro, let's say, lekele meimar behu, hainu ribisahu v'chotetzin ayin sham. So, we know there can't be a chatzita. You can't put tefillin over your hat. If you're wearing a baseball cap and put tefillin on top, you're not going to get the mitzvah for nachas tefillin. So, at what point does hair become normal and chatzita? So, he says, once it becomes too long, that's not considered normal. Normal is defined by what most people do. So whatever length that is, so it could be for the chassidim, let's say, who shave their hair. So my hair might be too long for them. That might be chatitza in their community, let's say. In our community, so my hair is fine, but once you get it too long, that's already not considered normal. And by having bushy hair, that could very well be a chatitza, and you wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah of tefillin. And on top of that, we'll finish with this. Ubalav chatitza, without the problem of chatitza at all, nami bishvil hani saros hamrubin, those long hairs, if Charlotte Samsim Shu Mudakin, you can't really be so precise in getting the tefillin munachan al mekamon kedin. I know I've had my hair long, not my hair doesn't get that long or bushy, but it's been long enough where you felt like your tefillin sharosh is kind of sliding all over the place. It's just too much. So because either the long hair is going to be a chatitza, or because it's not going to keep the tefillin sharosh in the proper position, for that reason you should get a haircut as well, however frequent you can. So this is a basic overview survey of where at least I came across the Indian of getting haircuts throughout Chazal, Shas, and Poskim. And Mir Tzashem, next week we're going to discuss the Isser of cutting payas, and probably be 2 or 3 shirim of, again, the nature of the Isser, and then where exactly are you allowed to, and how long, how short, and that'll be the next few. Yes.
What's the Isser in terms of the love of a coin who doesn't grow into these certain things?
The Isser, it has a positive.